At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. It's me, Gene, the host of Doc Talk. Hey, before we fire this thing up, got some cool news to share with you. Our 2024 podcast season just got even better. We're announcing today the sponsor for the Doc Talk, TPO's Doc Talk podcast for 2024 is none other than Battleborn Tackle. This is a veteran-owned small business online tackle retailer. Let's go ahead and change a couple things here. Boom. There we go. We got that cleaned up there a little bit. We'll talk about it briefly once we get this thing fired up here. But speaking of, let's crank some stuff up here. And happy Monday night, folks. Welcome to the TPO podcast, Doc Talk. Man, we have got a super, super cool show lined up for you all this evening here. I'll get to all the comments and so forth. We'll get to that piece there. If you were just with us here before the intro, Battleborn Tackle. That's right. Online tackle retailer, veteran owned, AJ Gagliardo, United States Marine Corps, owns this little online tackle shop. And dude, you got to get out and check them out. When we talked with them, we realized like-minded, like-focused on this, and we absolutely couldn't be any more happy and more stoked to have them on board for this season. Coming up in a couple weeks, we'll have AJ on the show here. We'll talk to him all about Battleborn here. We got some cool giveaways lined up with Battleborn. We got if you stick around to the end of the program here, I'm going to share with you a discount code that's going to get you 10% off your order at Battleborn. And I'll tell you right now, between that and the fact that if you order at least, I believe it's $10, $20 from them worth of tackle, it's free shipping. If you have shipped anything in the last 2-3 weeks, you know that in and of itself is one heck of a savings. Check them out, Battleborn Tackle. And get out there, support a veteran owned small or business organization. All right, let's get to the business at hand. Let's kill the music here a little bit. There we go. We have with us tonight, man, I'll tell you what, Steve Owens came on the show. We were talking, I explained to Steve what the True Patriot Outfitters does with our nonprofit organization. He says, you know, this reminds me a lot of a guy that I know, and his name is Clay Ragsdale. I said, really? And he said, yeah, I said, he's watching us right now. He just commented here early. He goes, oh, that's fantastic. he told me, Steve gave me some stories, and I thought, man, I got to reach out to dude. I got to find out who this guy cat is. Clay and I talked on the phone, and I'll tell you what, folks, it felt as if I had found like a long lost brother or a family member, because the philosophies by which they operate, I absolutely love. Let's go ahead and bring this guy in here. Mr. Ragsdale, and 1 second. There we go. Welcome to the show, Clay. How are you, sir?
Good, doing well. How about yourself?
You know, man, doing really, really well. I'm not kidding, man. When I heard your philosophies towards towards the work and things, I'm telling you, you actually are a better storyteller than I am. And
I don't know about that.
You are. I'm out looking at your website, and I'm going to be honest with you, man. Mm. There is a lot. I'm like, that is exactly what I've been wondering. How do we do this? You know, how do we convey the message out there? And you guys have done it, man. That's some awesome stuff. But we might be putting the cart before the horses here. Let's figure out, for folks at home that don't know who you are Clay Ragsdale, kayak fisherman, also United States Army retired.
Yes. Yes.
Talk to us real quick. Actually, before we go any further, I always make sure to do this. Folks at home, I promised a retired gentleman from the service out here that I would do this at each top of each show, and you'll appreciate this. Folks, if you know of a veteran, an active military member, a first responder, someone in your life, if you know of them, if you've a coworker with them, family member, reach out to them, touch base, say hello, see how they're doing, be a good listener, and reach out to them. If you are one of those individuals, reach out. Things are getting dark. Things are not looking so great. You got your battle buddies. We're everywhere. You're looking at two of them right now on your screen right now. Anytime you need to get a hold of somebody, we're here. Hit us up. But in a point to stop that 22, until there are none, I promised my buddy I would make sure we opened each show with that and reminded those folks of that. All right, we got that out of the way, man. Now,
that's good stuff, though. That's good stuff. You have to do that, right? I mean, that's the whole point of why we do what we do.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So talk to us. You were retired from the United States Army there. Yes. When did you serve, sir?
Yeah, so I did several tours. I served all the way from 1996 to 2015 is when I actually retired, October 27, 2015.
Wow.
Yeah, and I served. One of the greatest accomplishments that I got to do while I was there is my whole career was infantry. So
outstanding.
It's been a lot. I've seen a lot, done a good bit. I was also assigned to here in the state of Georgia to military funeral honors right at 9 years. So did a lot of services, active, retired, you name it. So, you know, once I retired, I knew I had to do something. So I switched over and started working with an organization called Survivor Outreach Services, which is a Army One program where we take care of families of the fallen. So I've been doing that. That's my regular job. That's where I work for Department of Defense now. And that's actually how I even, you know, met my wife, who helped me start Veterans Kite Fishing.
That is outstanding stuff, man. From a civilian and an individual who considers themselves a patriot of this country, thank you for you and your family, for everything that you have done, continue to do, and will do. It's because of guys and families like you, brother, that a goofball like me, you know, gets out here and do podcasts and go kayak fishing and go to the grocery store. So thank you, man, very much from all of us.
No problem. It's we all have our part to do. We all have our part to do. So I do appreciate it. But I've been blessed. I have. So
that's outstanding stuff, man. So we got John Rapp joining us here, host of the Rusty Hook, also a United States veteran. Hoorah. Awesome. Thank you for your service. Good stuff. Folks, if you're showing up on our side as Facebook user like this right here, that means you haven't told StreamYard to allow Facebook. So do that so that we can get your name up here, because this is like, I'm fine, just fine. Now move out, draw fire.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
We got Walton Doyle. What's up, Clay?
Oh, yeah. What's up with there, Walton? Good to see you, buddy.
Never know who stops by here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, that's a great guy right there. He's out in the community, does a lot in the community, helps out Westbrook Supply a lot. He's just, you know, there's guys like that I love when I'm on the trail. and I fish and I fish local and I fish the grassroots system. I mean, it's people like that that you meet. It just makes it all worth it. So
it's a pretty cool community, man. The kayak fishing community.
It is.
It's like nothing that I've ever encountered out there, man. You know, and I always had this idea in the back of my head. I just didn't know how to do it, of how to take the, you know, bring the fishing world and bring the nonprofit work, meld them together and see how could we do this. And it wasn't until I got into the kayak side of things mm-hmm. that it started to make sense. I'm like, well, number one, there's a pile of you guys out there that are in kayak fishing already. And I'm like, this is fantastic. This is proof to the pudding, man.
Yeah. It's been such a blessing. It's a journey. I mean, it's one of the best journeys that you'll ever get on. You know, that's the reason I like getting out there fishing. It's you know, it's like we talked before. It is the number one therapy to be outside, especially when you're out there around water.
Yes, sir.
It's just something about it, does something to your soul. I mean, it is. And along the way, you get to meet a lot of great people.
Got a William Crockett here, great guy in the water.
Oh, and
a great
wow. That's another guy I met on the Bassmaster Kayak Series. Great guy.
That's awesome, man. He's tuning in from our YouTube channel out there, which is awesome to see. Yeah. Johnny here, hashtag truth on what you just said there, my friend.
Yep, it is. You know, what's so funny is that when you meet people out here in this community, in the fishing world, and you know, last year was my first year where I actually jumped onto the Bassmaster Kayak Series, right? So I went all in. I went to all the events, and I went traveled from Texas to La Crosse, Wisconsin, to Florida, to Alabama. I mean, you name it, we went everywhere. And I reflected a lot over the winter, and I just remembered how many people I met that were wanting to help, no matter what it was. It doesn't matter if they were on their secret spot and they're fishing. They wanted to know what veterans kayak fishing was. They wanted to know how to help, right? And on top of that, they're just good people. And I don't think I met anyone that was not a good person or that was interested in it or trying to help spread the word or
helping me
learn my ropes, right? Because here I am. I'm going all in. I'm a rookie. I'm a rookie. And I'm getting smacked around out there on the water, but man, I enjoyed every minute of it because I learned so much, and I was able to really use that last year as a big therapy part for me.
Yeah,
so I knew right then I had made the right choice to follow that trail and make great people like Steve Owens. I mean, if Bassmaster got one thing right, it was picking that guy to run the kayak series.
Right.
I mean, that's dead on. I mean, that guy wears his heart on his sleeve, and I love that he does not shy away from it.
Yep.
It is an emotional guy, supportive guy. Doesn't matter. He's always there. So I've been blessed, you know.
Yeah, 100%, man. I realized that. I met Steve a couple times at Gunnersville. I met him there. I had met him at Pickwick as well the year prior when I competed in that one. And and then getting a chance to really get to know him a lot better doing something like this here, man.
Yeah.
We talked before, we talked after the podcast, and it makes total sense, man. He was so, and what I love to see is that he was interested in the All-American Kayak Series doing well, because he knows that we're not trying to compete against Bassmaster. We know Bassmaster is at the game level there. We're in the Midwest, man. We're going to the places they don't want to, you know, come to, and that's cool. We serve a section of the country that has a tremendous anglers, and he truly is vested and was concerned in giving good advice and tips on things we can do to really help, you know, see us succeed. So when you are an individual that you can put away petty stuff and you just want to see, you get happy for people succeeding in front of you, mm-hmm. man, that's a character and integrity judger right there. I've seen one.
It's I've watched that guy shed tears for others' joy and accomplishments.
Yep.
And that's when you know you meet a true compassion, a good man, a good hearted man. And it means a lot to me for him to have taken the time as me being the rookie on the trail, right? I mean, there's some hammers out there. There's guys out there that's just like, you know, I say, I'm going to go compete. I'm going to do my best. And I think I did really well my first year. I learned a lot, but everything I learned was to be able to bring back to what we're doing with veterans kayak fishing. And I use my time to be able to learn as much as I can so I can implement it to the ones that we serve. And then, but, you know, I tell people all the time, you're only one cast away from being humbled.
Yes, sir. I couldn't agree more, man. We made the choice. So when I first met Brian Romans of the Romans Warrior Foundation, I had a bass boat. We started talking about doing the field ops division where we were going to get outdoors. I was going to take people out in my boat, this and this. And I actually had, my wife had given me the green light to actually try to chase it down and take a couple years and see if I could make a living, you know, see if I could take a swat at doing something a little bigger. So I had everything in place. And I got to tell you, between that Warrior Bonfire program and then meeting Brian Romans, we knew at that point inside that, nah, that's not where it's at. Our purpose is here. That will simply be something in addition to, like you said, that we can use to help boost this.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
And 100%, man. So when we made our swap around, I had to put my money where my mouth is a few times and make choices to not go compete, not do trips, because our budget was like, nope, we're going to pour our personal funds into the nonprofit. So I'm not going to spend those going to the trip. I'm going to spend them over here on the nonprofit to make it happen. So yeah, man, that's it's a heck of a paradigm shift.
It is. It's been something, you know. It's like you said, your wife, right? You know, she was there to help, you know, push this and say, this is where it is, right?
Yep.
But just so you know how we started with veterans kayak fishing is, you know, I was working at the time, you know, my same job where I take care of families of the fallen with Survivor Outreach Services. And I went to Army Aviation. And I went to Army Aviation. I just came back from Texas, going through a course out there doing stuff. And I came back and, you know, I didn't want to go to this Army Aviation. I was not happy about it. I was not happy at all. I did not want to go to it. I've been going a whole week. I was not looking forward to it. But I went anyway. And as I set up my booth, getting it all ready for Survivor Outreach Services, I noticed I'm standing there and here comes this beautiful woman comes walking by and caught my eye. And next thing you know, her booth's right next to mine. and I shook her hand, looked at her, and we looked at each other and said, hey. And you fast forward a year and a half later after dating long distance because she was from Boston.
Right.
You know, that's how we met. And then once we got married, she knew that I was battling demons, right? She knew that I was battling things at nighttime. She knew that there was just things I was having to deal with I wouldn't talk to her about, that we all have our own things, right? But two friends of mine took me fishing in a kayak. And I had always fished in bass boats and John boats. And matter of fact, I'd fished in John boats for 2 or 3 years on a trail that was local. But it just wasn't what I was looking for. It wasn't what I was needing. And then, so these two guys took me out and took me, Dean Boa, took me fishing. And, you know, they put me in the kayak and I went out in the water. And next thing you know, it slowed me down. I mean, it literally
put
me in this kayak that's 41 inches wide by, you know, 12 feet long. And I got a paddle in my hand and I'm on the river. And I remember thinking to myself, I paddled away from them just so they couldn't see me, right?
Right.
And it hit me, and it hit me hard. And, you know, I choked up and I hold my tears back, and finally I paddled around to where I just cried a little bit and came back. And, you know, it just, I don't know what it was about that day, but something hit me hard, you know. And I talked to my buddy, and I, you know, he's selling that kayak, and I said, well, I'll buy it, you know. And I come home to my wife. I said, hey, I bought a kayak. And she looked at me and says, great, where's mine? So next day I called the other friend who had a kayak and went and bought that kayak from him. And we fished and kayaked for probably 6-7 months, my wife and I. And it was one day she looked at me and she told me that she could see a big difference. She wow. could actually see the man that she knew was there, and that she believed in me, and that what I was doing was the best therapy, that it was opening up a new realm of me, but it was making our bond even stronger.
Yeah.
And when she said that, I started thinking, you know, if this is happening for me, how many other people can this happen for? Right. And so me and her sat down and started coming up with an idea, and that's how Veterans Kayak Fishing was formed. I mean, that's we sat there and both had this idea. Let's do our best to help others, because she comes from a family that's every day I think about what it is that her family does to help veterans,
right?
Help homeless people. Her family, like her father, works up in Providence, Rhode Island, but he worked in Boston at Pine Street for a while, and she grew up in that time going to. With her family. That's how they met her mom and dad.
Right.
But she grew up around those family members helping homeless people, right? And then she was getting jobs to where she worked for an organization that I love. It's called Homes for Our Troops. That's how we met. She was working for them at the time. They build adaptive homes for amputees and soldiers who are struggling with just the basics of just moving around a home. And
very cool.
Those organizations, when you have two people that come together and they're looking for the same thing, it's a lot of amazing things can happen. So
I want to bring up real quick here. Got your website here.
Oh yeah.
I'm actually just going to put it up on the screen here only. Yeah. There we go. And one second here.
Yeah. I have to give credit to my wife 100% on our logo. She designed that. So.
That is a fantastic logo. Yeah. So just looking out here, the mission, what you were just talking about, the mission is here. It's a fantastic website. One of the things I wanted to...
Here's what I don't mean to interrupt. If you scroll back down real quick, so you see those right there. So you see that where we're holding the flag?
Yes, sir.
What I love about that flag in that picture right there, so the guy that's standing in the water to the left and the guy standing sitting in the kayak to the right.
Yeah.
Those two guys are on our pro staff now, and those are the same two guys, Steven Reynolds and Garrett Pate, who took me out kayaking.
That's outstanding.
And those two are combat veterans, and the guy behind it also is a veteran. He's also been deployed, and he's also did military funerals. So those are the guys that we have on our team who are all volunteer. Every bit is volunteer for them. I mean, we're small. We don't have people getting paid. We pay out of pocket just like everyone else.
Yep.
I'm starting a nonprofit, but that picture right there hits home a lot, because that's where it started. That's where the dream of having other veterans wanting to stop to 22 a day.
Yep. You know, that's the mission, man, is just to provide an alternative, right? You know, and it's there. What was staggering for me is when I was volunteering at the Warrior Bonfire program, when I realized that just sharing my passion for a sport and for a activity could actually bring healing. I mean, real healing. It almost felt like a call to the point of I've got to do this. You know, I'd be a scumbag if I didn't. One of the things here, let me see if, where was it? Was it here? Nope. I think it was
safety first.
Paddling fin. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Press. Here it is. Do you mind if I roll this one right here of you and your wife, how you guys met?
I mean, that's where it all started. So
yeah, so let's give us 1 second here. I just want to roll this out for folks.
Okay.
And it's not wanting to load up.
No,
hang on a sec. Let me try reloading the page here real quick. I watched it once and that's all it's going to let me watch, huh? Yeah. Well, never mind. Well, yep, that was the hope. It's a fantastic video.
Yeah, you get the free part of it, I guess.
Yeah, I got the one free. That's all I get. But at any rate, definitely folks out there, go check out. It's VKF, as in Veteran Kayak Fishing, USA.org. Check out the website. Great information out here. That's a great picture there.
Yeah. So that's so each one of those guys that you see right there, Steven Reynolds on the far left in the red shirt, is that's our guy that got me and him deployed together to Afghanistan. And we went, you know, he was in a different company at the same time, but we were in our same company, but we got spread out to other companies during that deployment. But we're really close friends. We both went through a lot. And we actually lost a really, really good friend of ours that, you know, I was struggling with. I had the survivor guilt. And he saw it, and he's one got me in a kayak, and we called each other when we need support. That's what it's about. And the other guy in the white shirt, that's Sergeant Major Heiss, who's on our board as well as he's the one that got me on the team back when we was doing military funerals. And Joshua Copeland over to the right there, he's another veteran who's done a couple of deployments now, but he's done military funeral honors for, I want to say, 9 or 10 years now. So,
Jiminy Christmas.
Yep.
Awesome stuff. Yeah, that's I was enjoying going through there and just trying to do my homework here and seeing the information that you had out there. It's fantastic. And just conveying the message of kayak fishing and the healing factors and what it can do for folks. You know, I mean, ultimately at the end of the day, if you agree with me on this, Clay, it's about making that connection, right? It's about creating that, bringing that camaraderie back around. You make a statement that, you know, once you leave service and back to civilian life, one of the things that's lost for our nation's warfighters is that sense of a strong tribe and belonging.
Yeah.
Because in the civilian world, man, we just don't have that normally.
No.
Kayak fishing provides, however, a unique avenue in our community to find that again, though. You know, I mean, I have had total strangers come out of nowhere and start talking to me like we were best buddies because he had a kayak and so did I, you know, and it's when we're out at an event like with the All American or whatever, you know, so it's an immediate, you know, you both love something right there. So it's an immediate connection.
It is. What I found is when we take our guys out kayaking, you know, we there's protocols you have to follow like everything else. But the first thing is when I talk to a guy that's going out, some of them I know, most of them I do know because we've spent time together, whatever right now. But when I start listening to the stories or what they're saying, that this is where we forget. Sometimes we just need to listen.
Right.
You know, this might be the only opportunity that guy gives you and he's talking. Don't let him. Don't stop him. Right. Let him get it off his chest. You know, I use the analogy of a quarter. I think I told you this, right? You got heads and tails,
right?
And this is the one I use because this was me. This is 100% me. As a veteran and a combat veteran and being in combat and war and losing battle buddies and being there and having survivor guilt and saying it should have been me, it's my fault, all this good stuff. I'm the tails on the quarter, and I would always say if I tell my story, it doesn't matter because the civilian people aren't going to understand it. They're just not going to understand it, so I'm not going to tell it. So I put up a wall, and I wouldn't ever talk to anybody. The only people I would talk to was my battle buddies, but really, they already know the same story that you have, basically. I think my breakthrough was when I finally had the courage and opportunity to where I told another veteran just a little bit what I was dealing with, but he wasn't a veteran. I thought he was. And he was a civilian. And, you know, and then he just listened. And it wasn't much. I didn't share much, but it was enough to listen. But then I listened to his story, and I just thought, oh, man, wow, I don't know how he's going through this, you know. And that's when it hit me. We all have our stories.
Yeah.
Just because you're a veteran and you have this doesn't mean you know, your story is more important than someone else in the civilian world, because you have a civilian that's going out there and they have life stuff just like we do. They have stuff with their families, their kids. They have to deal with cancer. They have to deal with homes. I mean, there's so much they have to deal with. So I learned to flip the coin and just tell other veterans, you don't have to agree with them, understand them. You just have to be willing to listen. Let them share the story. Take something out of it. Try to utilize it. Yeah. And that's what we do with veterans kayak fishing. My goal is to never have more than 3 to 5 people ever.
Agreed.
It's not... I've been to those events to where you have 50 to 100 people there, you know, and you're not really getting anything out. You show up to this event and you're thinking to yourself, you know, I could have done this at home, or I could have went and did this. I mean, you really do.
Yeah.
But I've learned from that. But when I have one-on-one with a veteran and I have one-on-one and I watch my pro staff guys out there with this guy and you let him do his thing, right? I've had a good friend I took out with me, and I'm not gonna share his name because I don't know if he wants to be shared, but I can share an instance where I took him out and he had lost a battle buddy of his that was really, really close, like a brother to him. I mean, true. I mean, they went high school, college, combat, and you know, I mean, they're just tight as they could be.
Right.
He took him out kayak fishing. Me and him were very, very close, and actually he was a medic for me. We take him out, we get ready to push him off, and I'm going through all the stuff, how you do a kayak, safety first always, and he's sitting there in the water, and next thing you know, a dragonfly lands on his paddle. And I see him just sit there and look at it, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know, it's a dragonfly. But it wasn't just a dragonfly to him. And I kept watching him, and then he smiled and he held up on his finger and he held it out in front of me, and then I took a picture of it. And then next thing you know, the dragonfly, another one flew in, landed on his shoulder. And I said, wow, man, this is amazing. And then we went kayaking. We went kayaking for 8 hours, a little way that we go on the river. Came back. While he's on the river, he's got all these dragonflies landing on him. I mean, throughout the day, I don't have one. I was like, what is going on here? And then when we came back, he had his dragonflies. And then he told me, my best friend that I lost, who is also a veteran, combat veteran, his favorite thing was a dragonfly.
Oh my gosh.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7. With super fast shipping, MidwayUSA.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And it just hit me. It floored me. And I was like, wow. And this guy is so moving, such a great guy, his compassion for others. You know, you got to think, being a medic, I mean, you got to have the ump, right? But to watch him go through that and watch him to have that and to watch him smile after getting off the water.
Yeah.
Now he's getting ready to go back out again. And that's what's amazing is I didn't do anything special.
Yeah.
All I did was use what helped me, put that soldier in the same scenario I was put in, and I let nature do its course.
Right.
And that's pretty much all that you have to do a lot of times. I mean, it's get them in an element to where they can't get in a bass boat, run 80 miles away from them, right? They can't do it. They can't do it. And they don't have that adrenaline rush. What I love about fishing in a kayak and watching these guys when we take them out, even myself, is when you're sitting in that kayak and you're all by yourself and all of a sudden you watch and you look at a little bug skip across the water, right? Yeah. Or you watch that fog rise up off the river, or you watch the sunset or the sunrise, I mean, it's not about catching the fish. It's not. It's great when you catch one, because we took a guy out and we asked him at the end of the day, you know, what's the most stressful thing about this? And he was, man, he's catching that fish.
Exactly.
And I said, yeah, sometimes we use it for therapeutic. And then sometimes I have to remind myself, it's supposed to be for therapy.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, you
and I threw a rod in the river, you know.
That's right. You crank it up with the tournament side of things. And yeah, of course, you know, we competitors, right? I mean, at the heart of it, we're still competitors no matter what. And you want to go out there and do your best. You if you've been around the game long enough, you know, you're not competing against another person other than yourself, man. That's it. It's just you versus you.
I battle myself every time I get on the water.
Every day.
There was times where I fished last year on the trail. I'm not kidding. My very first Bassmaster kayak, you know, going out with the big guys. We was in Gunnersville, Alabama. And I'm not kidding. You know, I've never fished Gunnersville, which is crazy. I grew up here in Georgia. I never had to leave Georgia to go fish nice lakes or rivers.
Wow.
So I go to Gunnersville. Yeah. And I get over there and I'm fishing, pre-fishing. I did well. Come fishing day, put up a zero the first day. I called my wife. I was feeling down, all depressed. And and she listened to me, and I'm sitting there like, I think I made a mistake by doing this. I think I just need to stick to the nonprofit stuff, you know. And she stopped me and she says, "Why do you do it?" And I said, "It's therapy and to have fun." She goes, "You just answer your own question. Go have fun. Go have fun, Clay." So it stuck with me. I hung up the phone, started studying charts. I drove an hour north for the next day, put in. And I went there and didn't leave a wall 30 yards. And I went from the last place to finish in the top 100.
That's awesome.
I mean, I was pumped, man. I mean, it was like, you know, you go to weigh in, you got it one first through 15. They're all up there outside. I was as happy as the guy that won first place. Right. Because I almost quit on myself.
Right.
Right. I almost quit on myself. And it took someone that stands by you and believes in you to say, you know, go do why you're doing this. And that's something I have to do every time I go out on the water. And if it's cold, hot, you remember why you do this. You're not just doing this for you, especially on me. I'm doing it to show other veterans that you can go out there and have fun. You know, can go out there and enjoy it.
Maybe you can relate to this. One of the things that got me early on, maybe late 22 and early on in 23, one of the things that was really beating on me is I went through this slump of results. I just wasn't putting the results up.
Yeah.
And the part that was extra hard about this and that was just tearing into me was I felt every time I went out, I wanted to do well for the people that were supporting the True Patriot Outfitters, for the people that go out on trips with us and that they want me to take them out. I kind of felt that pressure, right? In that it's like, I got to go out there and perform for these folks. And it was my wife that actually reminded me, you dope. They're not out there for those results. They're out there to just spend time with you and spend time on the water.
Yeah, we all need reminding. That's why we have, you know, I said you can't be a great king if you don't have the most amazing queen.
Oh, man.
And I say it all the time. I am not the perfect person to be around sometimes. I know that there are times to where I have, you know, when you have a TBI and you have PTSD, there's things that come on and you don't realize the way you sound when you talk sometimes and the way you act are until you look back and say, I don't understand why I did that, or I don't understand why I said it that way or the way it was perceived. Mm. But those are things you deal with 24/7 when you have those issues, right?
Right, right.
But if you learn to communicate and say, you know, I wasn't saying this to you. I was just saying out of anger or whatever, right. And I don't know why I said that. And that's where I had to learn to be able to communicate that same way that when we go out kayaking with these other veterans, you have to be able to understand when they get frustrated.
Yeah.
When they're out there. You know, they're having a great time, but all of a sudden they could turn around and be just, you know, mad or upset again. And it's okay. That's what we got to remember. It's okay. It's them getting through what they need to get through.
it's that space, right?
I mean,
that's what we're providing there is there's, this is a, it's a completely, I don't want to use the word safe space, but cause it, but it, it is, man, it's home, you know, and
yeah.
out there, whatever you need to deal with it. And we're here.
Yeah. You have to be able to deal with it. I mean, it's, I spent so long not dealing with it, but to where now I know I have to deal with it. I mean, and that's what I love about taking these guys out kayaking. I can relate to a lot of their stuff. I can.
Oh,
I might not be the exact same. You know, the good thing about our organization, what we have done is we are taking it about what we call a snail's crawl.
Yep.
I mean, we're trying to do it slow. We are trying to do it right. I don't want to be the organization that is fully nationwide until I can make sure that everything in our home base is running like it should be.
Right.
I don't want to be one of those groups that go out there and it fails because I didn't do my due diligence and I tried to grow too big. You know, here in the state of Georgia, we have Fort Moore, which is Fort Benning, Fort Stewart. Trying to remember all the names since they changed them since I got out.
Right.
You have Dobbins, Warner Robins Air Force Base. There's so many veterans that live right here in the state of Georgia alone.
Yeah.
Where there's so many here. I don't have an issue of taking people out. My thing is now we're trying to get more equipment, more kayaks to be able to take these people out, get people in the community involved. So
100%.
Yeah. So my wife just let me know Eisenhower.
Eisenhower. Yeah.
It is, yeah. So
nice.
Yeah, but it's you know, it's like your organization is, it's only going to be as good as you want it to be.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, your compassion for something to grow and truly care is only as strong as what yours is. My passion for my fellow veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and their families is who we serve. I work all day long doing what I do, and then at nighttime, I'm constantly trying to figure out how can I better myself to make sure what we're trying to do and doing it right and getting the community involved.
Right.
I'm going to serve these people. My goal this year is to do more talking to people in the community to let them know what it is we're trying to do. My wife and I, And our staff cannot complete our mission without the support of the people that we have in our community.
That is 100% true. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just not going to do it. And we have been blessed. Oh my goodness. We have been so blessed. I'm telling you, you know, people draw lines in the sand, what I call it, when it comes to fishing. They have this outfitter here and this outfitter here and that outfitter there, you know.
Right.
I never draw a line in the sand when it comes to helping a veteran, law enforcement, or any of the guys we serve. Because if I'm in Florida and I'm down there fishing with some locals and I know there's a veteran or law enforcement person that's in the kayak and they need help, well, I'm going to try to know the right person to send them to in that area to make sure they get taken care of.
Exactly.
I'm going to call. If I'm in Atlanta and in Georgia, I try to send all my people to Marietta, to the outfitter that was there with me from the very beginning. I mean, it was so funny to watch Westbrook Supply, Fletch Griffin.
Right? Yep.
Griffin from Westbrook Supply. I will never forget. We had the two kayaks, like I told you before, and we're out there trying to figure out how we paddle them, right? We've always been in a boat or a John boat, and my wife is out there in her kayak, and I said, oh, you're doing well. You look good. And she doesn't believe me. She doesn't. She does not. What do you know about this? Yeah, she's used to being a canoe, right? And I said, all right, so she says, call Fletch. So we call Fletch. We're on the water live. I'm on the phone live with Fletch Griffin on Westbrook Supply, and he's looking at it, and he's like, yeah, she's doing good. He needed that validation from someone besides me.
So, that's right. But got to bring in the experts.
I'm telling you, especially, you know, people don't realize, but Fletch is also a veteran, you know?
Yeah.
And That guy goes above and beyond to help anyone out in the community. I think the organization he helps a lot is called Paddle for Tomorrow, too, where he helps with kids, you know, another organization. But he's always doing stuff to help other veterans. He, I mean, it doesn't matter. A veteran comes in, he drops what he's doing. Anytime we have something that we need with veterans kayak fishing, it is like it is the number one priority to him and his group. Mike Manabaugh, right? Mikey Mike, the rigging master is what I call him.
Right, right.
It's just that guy. If you go to Westbrook Supply and you have Mike Manabaugh and you have Westbrook Supply, or you have anyone there from their team, Westbrook Supply, there's so many guys that's
they've got a great reputation in the industry, man. They've done a really good job of building a lot of loyal customers by taking care of people and just doing good business. Yeah.
They have.
I'm in Colorado and I've heard of them.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, they should. I mean, you know the Fluke Master, right? Gene Jensen, everyone knows that guy. I mean, that's another veteran, you know? Yep. That's another veteran that's teaching the world to fish. And, you know, he has the way he does. It seems like all us guys who have something that really care enough to where we're trying to do our own niche, right? We're trying to do our own thing. And you and I spoke about this. You can never have enough people.
100%.
Never, ever have enough people trying to do something to help our veterans and our law enforcement and our first responders. You just can't. I would never bash another organization. I would never, because everyone is trying to do better, right?
100%, Clay. It's why I reached out to you. I hear this a lot when people, I will tell anybody about the mission that we're on around any opportunity I can. Mm-hmm. Just try to keep the mission moving forward. Let people hear about it. And I'll hear often, oh, hey, I know of another organization that does outdoor stuff. And the response that I've got to now is like, that is fantastic. And you know what the trick is? We need more.
Always.
There's still not enough of us out there to, you know, and the evidence is around us. So absolutely. If we're all on the same mission, when Steve Owens told me about you, it's like, no, we got to get this guy on here. You're down in Georgia. You got that East Coast deal. But I'll tell you what, if you were two houses down from me, I'd still have you on the show and I'd be working with you side by side to see your organization, you know, flourish just the same, man.
That's I do awesome appreciate stuff. It. Yeah, I do appreciate it. Like I told you, I mean, it's amazing to hear other organizations that's doing similar to what we're trying to do. And, you know, like I said, I can't do stuff in Colorado, but right. It's good to know that there's someone like you in your organization that is.
Yes, right? Sir.
I can't do stuff all the way out in Texas, but I know there's another organization out there that's trying to do something similar to what we're trying to do.
Yep.
You know, so it's always good to know that if I ever travel and I'm going through those locations, you know, I guarantee you, I'm gonna call them up. I'm gonna call them up and say, "Hey, we're in the area. Come by."
You know, now you've got you and your family always have a place to stay. You come through this way. I guarantee it. No hotels needed. We got some home cooking here, and we got plenty of space here.
Hey, you know what? Now that you mention home cooking, I have to watch how much I eat because the kayak can only float so much, right? So
you know, we're in unlimiteds though, brother. We got 650 pound capacity.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's. You know, what's great is, you know, now that you mentioned the Unlimited, I actually have one that's actually being built right now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Westbrook Supply, right? Brand new, and I just got the word from New Canoe. That's the only new canoe. That's the only thing our nonprofit uses. It is the only thing. And the reason I say that is because I fished out some of the other ones. I've gotten in them out there. I'm not saying that they're all, I'm not saying that they're bad at all. I'm not doing that. But for what our organization needs, We need light. We need mobile. We need dependability. I fish out of a Frontier 12. Now I have the Unlimited. I fish out of the Flint. We have the Pursuit coming.
And at the price point too, man, these don't break the bank.
You can get it's
a good kayak for, you know, for a reasonable price.
You can get an amazing kayak for a reasonable price. Anytime, like when I go get on the river, my big self, I'm right at stability. Yes. My wife just let me know about the stuff of the stability because we deal a lot with soldiers with the TBI stuff, and you have to have dependability, knowing if that kayak's going, you know, the 12, I can lean up, stand up, and fish out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Unlimited, the same way. But even my big self at 6'2", 240 pounds, I mean, I get in the Flint, get on the river, man, I'm gone.
You see the new U10 coming?
I did.
I've got one coming.
Yeah.
I'll take delivery in April.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
My dealer out here is he's not seeing his shipment till April, so I'll have to wait to get it.
It's perfect time, though. April's perfect time to get it.
10 Unlimited, built like 40 inches wide. Going to be a cool little 10 footer, man.
It is. I think it's going to do well.
If it's as stable as I think, I might be having my inventory, because right now I have 3 Unlimiteds.
Okay.
And this will make our 4th kayak here that I'm getting. And so once I get a hold of that, if that works out, I might do 2 of those and 2 Unlimiteds then. If it's stable, but like you said, stability is everything.
It is. I actually had a Sergeant Major who's a big man. I mean, we took him out in the kayak. I put him in that Frontier 12, and I'm telling you, we got him in the river. And I'm telling you, it's shoals rolling, and I got out and stood in the river and held the back of it while he would cast trying to catch shoal bass.
That's awesome.
I mean, he's a big guy. I'm standing in the back holding it. I said, cast over here. I mean, it's just rolling, and he never had an issue in it. I mean, he felt comfortable. So, you know,
Southeast Georgia Kayak Bass Fishing says, good evening. Been in LE for over 26 years. Would like to talk with Clay about doing an event near Savannah, Georgia. Reach out and hit him on the DMs, man. Southeast Georgia Kayak Bass Fishing. Yeah, for sure. Hit him a DM on Facebook. You can get to him at, let me bring that back up here. That's a good time. A good segue, soon as I find my banners again, right here at Veterans Kayak Fishing. You can get a hold of Clay out there and send him a message to the organization. And that's awesome, man.
Yeah, that's cool stuff right there. You know, like I said, it goes back to where everywhere I've gone fishing, there's always been people reaching out. How can I help? How can I get involved? And it kills me to look at a guy that's sending me a message from Texas and say, man, I appreciate it, but I just don't have any way to use you right now because I'm focusing here in Georgia. Even in the people that was in Wisconsin. I mean, and then it's really Virginia. There's several guys in Virginia who
want to
be involved and do events. But, you know, I don't want to promise something that I can't keep.
Exactly.
And I don't want to rush what we're doing. I've seen the impact of what it takes to be small. Our growth is going to grow, but it's going to grow at the pace that we need to make sure that whenever I do take a veteran or police officer out or EMT or anyone that we serve out on the water, when at the end of the day, I want to look at 2 things. One, that them being in nature has changed them so dramatically from the time that we took them out to the end of it. You see it. You don't have to hear it. 2, they want to come back. Because if they want to come back, that means they can come back. Who knows? Eventually, once your fleet's big enough for your kayak, now you have that guy part of your team that's volunteering, and it's like a cell that's spreading throughout, and it becomes just, you know, that's my idea of it. You know,
I use a span of control methodology. You know, 2 to 3 people max. 2 is ideal, because with 2, I can usually, because I'm their mobile tackle store, right? I'm just buzzing in between them. Occasionally I'll throw out and fish, but I want to be there to kind of help them with, you know, the navigating, but also give them their own space, man. Let them go and do what they're going to do. If they're not having luck, that's when I'll sneak in, you know, all right, let's move to this bait. Let's try this, you know, and change some things up. But I'm with you, man. You get a couple of volunteers that can come in, then you can now I'll take two and you take two. We got four people we can take out now.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's also awesome. So right now, like on our, what we call our pro staff, right? They're not pro fishermen. That's where everyone thinks, oh, we got pro fishermen. No, we think we pros.
Hey, we spend money like we are.
I spend money like I'm my own pro. But
isn't that the truth?
It is so funny. But, you know, these guys I call on my pro staff, these guys are pros because they've been there. They've done it. They've been on the battlefield. They know what the TBI and the PTSD is because they're dealing with it themselves.
Yeah.
You know, those guys are pros. Those are pro staffers. The volunteers that come out, like, you know, there's a guy that's he wears one of these hats every single day. And he fishes here on the grassroots system. And his name is Wesley Johnson. Not a veteran, not at all. He's part of Georgia KFL here in grassroots. Mike Nels just took over that. You have a guy from Westbrook Supply Company, Joshua Tatum, who helped run it last year. He's still on the board. But Wesley Johnson wears his hat. He just texted me today. And it was a 3-year fee that popped up. Nice. Right? And it's a hat. So I sent it to him. He says, I wear it every day. But I need a new one because it's falling apart, right?
And it smells a little funny.
Yeah, I smell a little bad, but I mean, it's just it's stuff like that that know that even the guys in the community is not even a veteran. They're supporting what you're doing.
Hell yeah.
And you know, I have to tell these guys, I depend on them just as much as I do my own staff. Yeah. I really do. My wife is the biggest person when it comes about community and support, right? She's a yoga teacher as well, and she does what I do. So she knows all about space. She knows all about care. She knows about having your personal time.
Yeah.
But she implements that into our organization and how we do things. We have our goals, long-term, short-term, mid-term. And eventually, we would like to eventually say 10 years from now to where we've grown to where we actually have where people come and do outings and spend the night and camp, and you have a resort where you come. The wives can do yoga, right? The wives can do yoga one day in the morning, and the guys go fishing. But guess what? In the evening, you flip flop.
Heck yeah!
You flip flop, right? And what you're doing now is not only, you know, because that means flip flop. That means I got to go in there and do yoga too, right? So, but you flip flop. So what you're doing now is you're building a bond, right? And my wife loves to use, you're building a tribe. And it's in our post, you know, you build a strong tribe.
Yep.
And that's what you're doing with your family. And when you do that, you can do that in your community. And so I get a lot of inspiration from listening when she says things and how she does things, because I got news for you. I have what you call veteran brain. I'm let's do it now. Let's drive 100%. Let's go. And she's like, whoa.
So mine isn't veteran brain, but it's of the same, you know, line. I can't seem to ever do something halfway. If I'm going to go in, we're going all the way and we're going to take it to the extreme, you know, to
we're going
to
do it now.
Yeah. And exactly. It's like, I'm 51, man. I'm not getting any younger. Are you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I turned 51 in December.
Outstanding. Yeah. I turned it in November, and can agree, then you can associate with what I'm about to say. Carl Weathers just passed away at 76.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here looking at 51, looking at 76. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
It's a factor, man. It rolls. And so it's like, no, I don't have time to sit and do a 10-year plan. No.
Yeah.
We're going to put this together now, and we're going to move it along. We're going to go out and let's get her done.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I am. I'm like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. But, you know, if it was up to me, I'm like a squirrel, man. I'd be all over this. I just, so.
I tell people all the time.
Someone to ground me. And I get grounded a good bit. So
my wife, I outkicked my coverage. I don't know what I did right to ever, you know, to win her trust and her love, but I'm so very thankful for it. Cause yeah, it's every day. She's that calming factor that keeps helps, you know, put reason and focus, man. And that's
It's always, you know, I'm beyond blessed to have the support at home. Right. When you fish and you go out and you take these guys out, that's what we do. That's our mission. Right. But when I go out and fish on my own, I go out to show other veterans. Yeah, you can go out and fish these grassroots trails, right? So I try to get other veterans to come out and fish in that. But then I try to go out and fish into the Bassmaster side up to show that, okay, look how far I've come from where I am.
Yeah. Right?
Like I can go out and do this. And this therapy, but you're gone 4 or 5 days at a time.
Yep.
And, you know, it's almost like, okay, yeah, you're following this thing to help you. But when you come back, are you good?
Yeah.
Are you in the mental stability? Are you in the mental state? Because they're taking care of the home. They're taking care of the animals. They're taking care of a lot of things for you to go out there and do that. But that's, you know, that's what we always have to remember ourselves. That's the sacrifice that they're giving so that we as a couple could be even better, right?
Yep.
But it's vice versa. When they got stuff to do, they got to do it. And that's what we try to utilize our personal life into our nonprofit to help other family members that soldiers are having that issue where they can't communicate with their spouse. Well, we're trying to teach them. It's a take and give. You don't get to have it one way, right? You have to be able to do it both ways. So fishing, believe it or not, it's a way of teaching that.
Yeah.
I mean, getting on the water, man. So
that balance.
Yeah. You take for instance, there's a guy that a couple of years ago when we first started in 2019 and COVID shut us down. But during that time, we was trying to figure out what path we wanted to take, right? And there was a young soldier who was just, I mean, I could tell it was a lot of things that were going on with him. But he wanted to get in kayaking. And so we would drive and meet him. And then finally he bought his first kayak, bought a new canoe, Flint, right? And he kayaked for a while. Then, you know, then he went and did some hiking and sold his kayak. But that's what he needed during that time. It's not up to us to determine their path. We're just in their path, hopefully, to make their path better.
Right.
That's the way I want to look at what we do. We're not always going to tell them how they're going to do it, what's going to be better, this is what's going to work. That's not what we do. This is what worked for me. This is what works for us. This is what works for these. This is why I believe in when I go to fish these grassroots trails, this is how important it is. I can name Chris Lowe's a hammer. He's a guy here. Chris Lowe's a great guy. He wears his hat too. Nice. Greg Murphy's another guy. Great guy. Fish. Greg Murphy fishes grassroots. He believes in our nonprofit so much. He supported us. I mean, he had a flint he didn't even use, and he gave it to us to use to help other veterans.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is not another veteran helping other veterans. This is a guy who actually believes in helping other people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's important to get out in these grassroots trails and meet these guys who actually care about supporting you.
Yeah.
I cannot thank these guys enough. I mean, I laugh at these guys. They laugh at me. We become family. They support what we do. I have a guy on my trail that's on our pro staff right now named Deshaun Johnson. He's a young soldier. He's still in. He's in the Georgia Army National Guard.
Nice.
And he went out last year with a good friend of ours who he's a police officer, Henry County police officer.
Okay.
And he had a ship partner that was killed. And we paired him up and took him out with the combat medic I was telling you. I took him out at the same time.
Nice.
And Deshaun Johnson, who's, you know, he's a great fisherman, but he wanted to make sure he was there to go out to give back as a veteran. He really cared, and he's been on our staff ever since.
Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep-sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
And that's awesome, man.
Wears our jerseys, but to watch him go out there, this young man, his young soldier, go out there with us, it's been one heck of a ride, man. It's just been one heck of a ride.
You know, one of the pieces that that I was taught early on is that our objective is to serve those that are serving or have served, and it's I've learned that about you guys out there is that the it's born in through training is that to take care of your surroundings, take care of your community. And it doesn't leave after you leave the service. It stays with you to find ways to give back and to do things for people around you. Plus, it's one of the best ways when you are dealing with some things like PTS or anxiety. One of the best things you can do is get involved with helping someone else.
Yeah.
Get busy.
Yeah,
you know, it's maybe that
don't sit still.
Exactly. Don't sit idle. Still. You know,
that's it's like our, you know, our motto is together we can move forward one cast at a time.
I love that.
I mean that's VKF motto. Together we can move forward one cast at a time. And that's what it is. We're not trying to take leaps and bounds. We're gonna do it one cast at a time, one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 second at a time. But together we can do it. It's okay. If you're struggling and you take that one step,
right?
Stay there if you need to. Just don't go in reverse.
Exactly.
We can hold. If we need to hold, let's hold. When you're ready, we'll take another step.
Right? I love it.
That's our mindset. And, you know, you get the people here that's, I mean, Nick Dyer. Nick Dyer is another guy. And Tom Kazmierski. These are guys that, you know, who are elite fishing area, but they're also like on the Peach State Kayak Anglers here. These guys are fishing the Bassmaster and they show that they're consistent, right?
Yeah.
And they're not veterans, but they don't talk a whole lot, but they show their actions by going up, patting someone on the back. They show you how to fish. They don't hide their secrets. And I will sit back and watch them. And they just, it's people like that, that drive what we do, who paying help us accomplish our mission, right?
Yeah.
I mean, every time I see those guys, they come up, man, what's up, Rags? How you doing? And I'm like, I'm going to get you today. And they say, yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth it. Because,
you know, one of the things I found from last year is that when we were looking at our total donations, you know, we're very small, like you.
Yes.
We're a small nonprofit. You're looking at it, you know, you and your wife, me and my wife.
Yeah, now, you're looking at us. That's it. Yeah,
exactly. Now, I am taking a learning well and where I'm approaching a couple guys about coming on board, you know, for pro staffing with mm-hmm. us, you know, for the sole purpose of the volunteering and helping spread the mission, man, and find more people that we can work with. But we're small, and I was looking at the donations we took in from last year. Two anglers that I compete against and met because of the All-American Kayak Series were between the two of them and their families that donated to us accounted for some 27% of our donations taken in.
Wow.
And that was just individuals, man, people that we come across. They made tremendous donations to us that actually paid, you know, for several of our trips. Right. One of the things I try to do is that when we take a big donation in, or any donation, I try to always let them know, hey, do you see that trip we just did here? That was because of your donation. That trip happened.
Yeah.
I want them to see what it is they're doing so they can see the smiles. They yeah. see the memories that they helped create with that, man. Cause I think that's important.
People
know that the good is happening and that, you know, Lord knows there's enough crap running around out there bombarding you all day long. I like to be positive, good stuff coming at you.
Yeah. You have to, you know, what I've done is, even with the donations that we do get, I mean, this, I'm out there talking, texting. I mean, you reading anything I can to make sure I'm doing it the right way. But, you know, it's, I can only give what my spill is of my life and where I got where I am. But it's up to them if they want to donate or not. You know, I don't, if they do, that's great. If they don't, you know, I'm not mad or anything, but I want them to be a part. It's not for me to force them, right? Exactly. But the one thing I've learned that I kind of switched gears on, and I love the idea when we did it. I got a guy that's going to go out with us this year. He donated. He actually had the company donate that he works for, and he's going to go out with us. The people that donate, I want to get to where they come out with me.
Wouldn't that be awesome, man?
I say, I want you to see what it is we do or how we do this, right?
Come be a part of this.
Come out and witness what's about to happen. Come out and see, you know, what's going to go on. There's nothing better than to see someone that believes in your mission to get in a kite, go down the river with you, and they witness firsthand, because they're going to experience the exact same thing, and they don't even realize it.
Yeah.
No, they don't realize that they need that same feeling. Just because this veteran, they think this, he's going to get just as much out of it as well.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to hit him and says, you see what you feel? Now imagine what he feels.
Right.
So, and that's
such a great deal, man.
That's making sure that your donors know that their dollars aren't just going to whatever you want to do with it. It's letting the donors know that what they did made an impact, and this is what it is, versus getting a kayak, put another veteran, a police officer in, a firefighter. It's either getting another paddle, or it's getting fuel to go from point A to point B to make that trip happen, or food that it costs. I mean, the wear and tear. Those donor dollars aren't wasted. Those donor dollars are going to the mission to make sure that our mission continues.
Yeah.
I mean, me and my wife sit down so many times, look at, we go, well, we're trying to figure out how we're going to do this and do this again, because we just spent more money doing this because we believe in helping others. We do. I mean, this, people say, oh, you got this great place. You do us. Well, I got news for you. We're spending way more than what we're bringing in, I promise you.
Yes, sir. No, I've had that conversation with people several times that transparency, when we started the TPO, transparency is everything. And I tell people all the time, if you'd like to sit down next to me and cry right along next to me and look at our budget and look at how much that, you know, it's awesome to see what we have brought in. That feels really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, unfortunately, no, this is still my family. Stand behind this because we believe in this mission. We're going to keep going until we get there, you know, but it's people that start stuff like this, like yourself and many other people out there that start, we're all in this thing for the same mission. Right. And that's at the end of the day, if Romans Warrior Foundation taught me this, if we got to do it one at a time, as much as that sucks, by God, we'll do it one at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's if we can hit a couple people at the same time, that's better. But if it's one person that we engage, one person that we get, they get a bug for getting outdoors and they now got that nasty tackle buying habit that we have. Perfect. I did my job and now they're getting outdoors. And you know, and that's, you know, hopefully they can go on and teach it to their kids and just have themselves a blast. If we can be what helps connect them to that. Hell yeah, brother. That, I mean, that's what we're here to do.
Yeah. You preaching right there. I believe in that. I have the same thing that you just said, and you couldn't be more right. Is, you know, I can't get everyone. I can't. Right. And there's no way that we can. And, you know, my wife and I talk about this all the time. If we can reach one person, one, and it changes that guy's life and he does not become a statistic, right?
Bingo.
Guess what? We have accomplished our mission.
Yes, sir.
If I can get one guy to come back and tell me, man, that has changed my life. Thank you so much. I want to be a part of this. I'm going to go do my own thing, but I'm able to move forward in life. And I know that what we did, even the late nights, the long days, the empty pockets, the sleepless nights, It is worth every single bit of to know that I lay down and helped a hero, because that's what those guys are to us. They're heroes.
Yes, sir. And,
you know, and our organization wanted to make sure we served everyone. We didn't want to just focus on, you know, one specific branch. We want to make sure we hit our law enforcement, our first responders, because people don't realize you get a veteran. Yeah, he's been to combat. He's seen a lot. I've seen a lot. I have stuff I deal with all the time. All right, but we come back, and it'll probably be 6 months to another year, maybe 15 months, maybe 2 years before you go on another deployment, right? But you get a police officer. Every single day he's in a battlefield. Every single day. He works his 12, 16 hours a day. He goes home, maybe tucks his son or daughter into bed that night, maybe spend 30 minutes with his wife. Next morning, he has to do it all over again after seeing all the horrors that are out there, right? We don't get to see all of it, but we – so we want to make sure we serve those guys as well.
100%. And the families, right? I mean, the entire family serves, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's
the guys, the women. You know, I always say guys, but I have to make sure when I say guys in terminology, I'm talking about the women as well.
100%. You
know? Yeah. The women, the families, we just have to be able to do one at a time. Yeah. And if we're able to do it, then we do it, you know. I said before, I don't have an issue. I do not have an issue having people to take out. That has never been an issue for us. It has not. So. And we're slowly building our fleet up with new canoe. Right now we have the two Flints, the two 12s, Frontier 12s. We have a Pursuit that's coming from another guy that's fishing the grassroots system. He's selling us this Pursuit for, like, I can't believe what he's selling to us for. It's crazy. But he wants it to go to us, our nonprofit. We have the Unlimited that's coming on board. Our goal right now is what we had on the Water Innovations. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Right? Yeah. That's Danny Romero.
Yep. That guy, he found out about our organization. I told him what our dream was. And he said, well, I'm going to help you out. And that guy went all out for us. He did everything he can. And we have two of his trailers now, the Hall 4.
Wow.
Two of them. So I have one up in North Georgia and I have one down in South Georgia. We have fully outfitted in North Georgia. So I can handle the North Georgia area with this. Now we have a trailer sit down in South Georgia. So our goal this year is to raise enough money and get enough kayaks to fully outfit that one. So now we can tackle North Georgia and Central Georgia. And then if we have to, we can link up and move wherever we need to. But you know, that's another guy. Danny Romero is another veteran.
Yep.
I mean, and it's amazing to see what these guys are doing, the other veterans. Everyone's coming together trying to do something to help the cause, because we're tired of seeing the next 22, right? We're tired of seeing it. We are.
And that's our hashtag is until there are none, you know, with our Stop 22 tour. That's it's sitting right on the front end of my pickup truck on each quarter panel, right on the front. It says Stop 22 Tour and Until There Are None. And it's a reminder every day, you know, just like you said it best, Clay. And that's, if we can save one, that's one life we just saved here. And if that's, you know, what we're capable of doing, then perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
but
we're
going to do everything we can to keep going and grabbing more than that. But you know, one at a time.
Well, I could probably keep you on here for 3 hours talking.
I'll tell you what, man, we've had some fantastic people tuning in here and throwing comments up. We can't thank you folks enough, man. That feels so good seeing the people get around these causes, get around the people that are involved. Yeah. Clay, I truly do believe somewhere down the line, brother, we might be related. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? I was looking at it. You're 51, I'm 51. I got the gray going on here, you know?
I look like I sneezed in a bowl of powdered sugar. Right, I mean, it's just all gray there, but this up here is still normal.
I don't know what? I got what you call a way back haircut.
It's way back,
way back.
You're not losing your hair, you're just getting more head. That's all it is.
I was getting smarter, so it started popping my hair. That's what I'm gonna stick with it.
Hell yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, listen, man, I'm looking forward to when an opportunity presents itself. I can tell you right now, I'm going to be sending people your way that we come in contact with throughout, you know, the country. All American Kayak Series, the closest we're getting to you guys is Kentucky Lake.
Okay.
That's southeastern air. Bassmaster's pretty heavy in there, and we obviously don't, you know, we have no intention of trying to jump in on, you know, places that they're at. Same with Hobie. So we, like I said, Kentucky Lake will be at this year, but we'll be sending people. Our home base for Romans Warrior Foundation is actually Muscle Shoals, Alabama. So that's not too far.
That's not that far. There in Alabama. Anywhere, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, the surrounding states, it's not that far. It's not.
And at Romans Warrior Foundation, we believe in locking shields with like-minded organizations, man, and you guys are exactly that. So I'll probably chat with you here afterwards and later, and I'll see if I can connect you with Brian Romans in that neck of the woods. That would be awesome to see him.
Every once in a while, it's fun to go like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the
sky. But Clay, thank you so very much, man, for taking time out of your evening here. And please pass our best wishes and thanks on to your wife for letting us, you know, chat your ear off here for a while and talk about this stuff. It, like you said, we could do this all night.
Yeah, we could. I appreciate you for the opportunity coming on here, and thank you for what you're doing for our veterans. I mean, as a veteran, and I see another person that's not a veteran, but you're doing the same thing we're trying to do. It means a lot. It really does. So thank you for what you're doing in your organization. And, you know, I look forward to maybe seeing you with New Canoe somewhere. You know, we're doing some fishing something. So
I was going to say congratulations. Yes. I'm going to just admit something. When you and I were speaking on the phone,
okay,
and we talked about the application and such,
yeah,
before we hung up, I had sent an email and I said, hey, I don't know what's going on or where it's at, but I'd like to throw my name in the hat as a recommendation that we need to be working with this guy if we're anywhere near wanting to be smart about this.
Yeah.
And so when I got word through the grapevine, and I heard that, and I'll tell you what, I was jumping around my desk. You're like, there we go.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You got one of the good guys at home now.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, with Blake being a veteran himself, with, you know, New Canoe, it just means a lot to be a part of another thing that's supporting everything that we believe in, right?
Yes, sir. I mean,
it just does. And then having Westbrook Supply and having those guys support us and having you support us, having us on the show, it means a lot. And I cannot thank you enough.
Absolutely. We're doing our best to be citizens, worth the sacrifice and worth the fight out there, man. That's what I take it on that. And you're right on Blake. Of all the companies I called, when I narrowed it down to a short list when we were looking at, to get into this game with kayaks, and the Unlimited was right up there, you know, cause it was, from I had seen one of the most stable. And when I was going through calling, I didn't get 30 seconds of my elevator's pitch in, and Blake says, you know what? I love what you're doing. I'm in. How can I help? He blew me away, man. I was like, I had to tell him, I'm like, Blake, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't planning on you saying yes this soon. Yeah. I wasn't even ready. I'm like, holy shit, what can you do here? Let's see. We worked out some deals and we got going, and that's, we took delivery on the Unlimiteds. But you're right. They're made in America. The kayaks are still, that's a big deal. I actually got closer to you now, manufacturing.
They are.
North Carolina there.
Yep. That's where they're doing all their molders and all that stuff. So it's,
exciting.
It's very exciting.
Awesome. Folks, make sure to go out and give Veterans Kayak Fishing a follow there at Veterans Kayak Fishing at Facebook. You can check them out there. You can see them at vkfusa.org. You can go check that out as well. If you have any questions, reach out to Clay. You can reach out to us and I'll connect you with Clay. It doesn't matter how, however we can get the serve out there. That's exactly what we'll do. Make sure to smash that subscribe for us at Paddle and Fin, at True Patriot Outfitters. That is a big deal for us, folks. Mm-hmm. It helps us get these missions, and guys like Clay and Veteran Kayak Fishing helps get this in front of more people, man. you never know who we're going to run into out there that can really change a lot of lives.
Yes.
Awesome stuff. Yes. Clay, hang out with me after we roll out of this, folks. As always, tight lines, be safe.
Go out there and the fish are where you think they are. Any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know right here at Hawks Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Awesome.
Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.